Hare Krishna. Last night we had a nice festival, not just last night, but yesterday morning through to the afternoon, through to the night, through to about midnight. After that, I left and the devotees continued chanting. And I spoke to the devotees a little about New Year's resolutions. It's not one of the good things, you could say, that our ideas that non-devotees have is making a New Year's resolution, which is something akin to a vow or a vrata. And vows are always helpful things. It helps us to pursue our determination in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the 7th canto when he gives the example, for instance, that if one wants to fast on Ekadasi, then if he takes a vow to do so, for instance, if you decide to have a dry fast on the previous evening, then it will be much easier than, say, 9 o'clock next morning when you're thirsty, then you try and figure out, am I going to have a dry fast or am I just going to fast from grains? Much more difficult. So in the same way, although this is not the Vaishnav New Year or calendar, it's the sort of Western calendar, and we don't consider our New Year to start here. We consider our New Year to start at Gaur Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. But still, it's nonetheless a good opportunity to remind ourselves why we're here. And I was encouraging devotees to consider the vow of avoiding offenses to the holy name. Of course, all initiated devotees already vow to not commit offenses to the holy name. That's why Srila Prabhupada had the 10 offenses as being an integral part of chanting. When devotees vowed to chant 16 rounds, they vowed to chant 16 rounds and avoid offenses. Offenses to the holy name is not something that's incurred while chanting Hare Krishna or while one's doing one's japa. Sometimes devotees mistakenly think that it's something that only applies to that. The 10 offenses, or 11, if you consider being inattentive as the 11th, which it is, are incurred at any time of day or night in any activity that one performs, be it some other devotional activity, and so on. Because all devotional activities are all dominated, and all parts of a devotee's life are dominated by the holy name. Holy name is the presiding deity of our lives, of devotional service. And so it takes offense when any of these 11 transgressions are done, committed. So we should avoid those 10 offenses, 11 offenses. And by doing so, then our lives become really spiritual, opens a whole new dimension in Krishna consciousness for us. Krishna consciousness has different stages. Our advancement in devotional service has different stages. And those stages can be measured or evaluated by the quality of the name that we chant. When we chant offenselessly, we remain in the stage of being third-class devotees. When we try to clear away all of the offenses, not committing any more, then we're Madhyamadhikaris, second-class devotees. And a first-class devotee is someone who, more or less, their hearts are already freed from the results of all offenses. They commit no further offenses. Offenses that they've committed, more or less, the effects of those are diminished. And devotees who not only chant purely, but also chant with love, they are Mahabhagavatas, or highly accomplished Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya, when he was speaking to the inhabitants of Kulinagram, then he defined three different types of Vaishnavas by the type of holy name that they possess. So, and the holy name is our greatest possession. A Vaishnava is not only known by the name that he chants, but he considers, this is my only treasure. All of the things are temporary, but this is my greatest asset. Avinatvam namanamino, because holy name of Krishna is not different than Krishna. And the devotee of Krishna considers that Krishna is only his or her real true asset. So it always helps for us to review our status in devotional service, to pray to be forgiven for whatever offenses that we have committed, and to beg for the spiritual strength to be able to avoid offenses to the holy name, beginning with silent ninda or criticism of Vaishnavas. And in that way, our advancement in Krishna consciousness will be very fast. And we'll really taste the nectar. Namas chintamni nityas chaitanya rasa vigraha purna sutam nityamukti. We'll really taste the nectar of chanting Hare Krishna. We'll taste the nectar of spiritual life, because that's what it is. Chintamani, namas chintamani, chaitanya rasa vigraha. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, devotional service, the association of the Lord and His associates is pure nectar. And one who really associates with those things directly has no interest or no care for anything in this material world, in this world. So, something to reflect upon, January the 1st, something to plan for, to put as our agenda for this year, to be extra careful. We're already careful as practicing devotees, but to be extra careful, let me avoid any and every offense to the holy name, to that which obstructs me from tasting the real nectar of Harinam. Hare Krishna.